Yep, okay, we'll call the Board of Equalization back in session, 1 o'clock, July 20th.
Can you mark number 216-170, 171, and 172? Can you mark those off? The assessor is pulling those. They were actually completed in the book, and someone just pulled the documents. So those are already completed in the book. And then if we could look at number 173 and 174, those are combined. That's a split that Kenny's going to explain to you. Or Chuck. Chuck and Kenny.
There's a split property, and in the process, Kenny found that one of those parcels had no value on it. So we're adding value is what's happening. And we've got, Donna's got a copy of the plat there.
It's 173 and 174 that we're looking at. And 174 was the property that had no value. And it's going to $101,660.
Do
you want me to show them that drawing?
Sure. That would be good.
On this drawing, only a portion of this drawing had value on it, and the other portion did not. So they had to go back in and add. I believe this is the one they added. So.
This is 170?
173 and 174 are
the split, so we had to bring them both in.
So when you made the split, did it total back up to the same?
No, because, well, technically it's admitted property, it's a portion of it, but they didn't get the value on the second piece of property, so now they're putting the value on it.
So what's the value at?
174, they're adding a value of 101,660.
Right now it's at zero.
It's at zero.
101,660.
101,660. On the number 174.
Yeah. Keep pulling the GIS up on that.
And this parcel is not changing value. This was the parcel that already had value and is actually staying the same.
So 173.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to, you can just say no action on 173 because there isn't any change. But 174 is adding that to the property.
A&M Pizza Real Estate. And Pizza Real Estate LLC.
You might hit report and see if that'll. And then go up to map.
Or just zoom down into Hollister.
I was saying it didn't pull it up. I guess drag it over and.
Type in the other one next to it.
No, that's good.
What's that? Is that Cody's come and go?
No, that's the one up the street that he owns. I'm trying to figure out where that pizza place is.
The map doesn't show the split.
Has it just happened?
Yes.
Well, is. I'm trying to. I'm
is that right next to the new?
Right across from
hotel.
Menards, yeah, right there. That's the little St. James boutique thing, and then the new La Quinta, yeah, the vacant lot, and then that piece right there.
And they split it.
Yeah, they split lot I think it's lot 5 off of lot 4, if I remember right, Donna. Does that sound right?
Lot 6 off.
Looks like 6.
4.
So it's just, is it pretty recent then, I guess?
Yeah, I just did it the 14th or something like that.
That's something. It's a recent purchase or recent whatever they're doing.
I think so. I don't.
They did it at 6:30?
That's when the mapping didn't change.
Was this a sale?
No. Well, I don't know if it was or not. I'm guessing it would be.
Well, the reason I say that, Kenny, is because there's a difference in a split when there's a sale, because the people pay the present day taxes, and it's either agreed upon the split of the taxes at the time, or it's the owner of the property pays the entire amount if it's a sale. But if this is not a sale, then when you split something, do you do it mid-year then?
As far as I know, we have been here lately. That way each person gets their tax bill. And I don't know, it used to be a cutoff, but I don't remember when that was. Do you check when mapping quit splitting for 16?
Well, they're doing it at when the book closes now, July 1st.
So this was done before the book closed, the split was. Just I didn't get it done until the other day.
Do you know what I'm saying down the... Do you know what I'm saying, Brandon?
Look here. Well, I do. Jeff's probably more familiar with it as far as like
the company. Show the split.
Yeah, when you sell a piece of property...
I don't know...
It's the 004.
For...
But
for,
if it's, right, if it's been... Show
for ownership or deed...
But here's all has it value all
has it been
too.
Recorded to where it's a separate... Mm-hmm.
The next year, then, is whenever they say it starts the taxes on the new pieces of property.
Has it been recorded? The
no, that's 3. That's what you're saying.
The property split, has it been recorded?
It came through the recorder's office down to us.
So you have to give it a valuation.
And you did?
That's what they're trying to do now.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't do anything, then it's going to be 0, right?
Well, but
no. That's
but
I'd say question.
The problem is if it's a split through the title company.
Yeah, go ahead. That's where I'm headed.
Is where it would be paid and not paid. Now there still has to be a valuation given to the property, but we don't.
This ahead of
look.
Value
split,
on it.
Though,
yeah, that's for the following year.
Yeah, that was
well they.
Bad.
No, because it was it's showing so one lot.
It was lots
yeah,
4.
The next
lots
year,
4
they
5,
pay the taxes on it. Whenever you make the closing, okay. Each party pays taxes.
See,
unless
it's
an
still
agreement.
Showing one lot. What's the recorder's office? Is there a new plat?
Yeah, Donna's got this. Well, it's a survey anyway.
That's it right there. Well, that's
survey.
That right there is, isn't it?
This is 4-04, this here is 06.
This is the new plat.
This is the new line right here.
I'm not trying to be difficult, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I just.
Now, whether or not it's different owners, I don't know.
It's a different owner.
The parcel.
Well, I say that unless it's Curtis Jarrett owns it. Unless he's building that, setting it off to the side and building the, and then turn around and then lease it out to another company. Because I know they do a lot of leases.
That parcel there, the 7.06 is the new number, the 7.04 is the old number. And the value that we had on the 04 before Kenny split it. There were three lots.
Oh.
And there was not value for all three lots.
They were all valued together, is what you're saying.
They were all valued together. So in the split, which was on 6/27 of 16, it's when the sale was, and that's why we did the split.
So it was a sale
to
A&M
Pizza, and that's the number that ends in the 006.
My question would be, and I don't know, if you take, does the value, if you take the two and add them up, does it go back to the old value?
No.
And then I say, because it shouldn't. It should be increased in value.
In a normal split, you would end up with the same value.
Right.
But because.
But this was a sale, not split.
Because, well, it was a sale, but it was split property. I mean, they split a property to make the sale. And the value was left off of the original property. It didn't have the right value on it. So when Kenny split it, he put the right value on. The value actually stayed the same on what we call the parent parcel.
The original piece.
The original piece.
The original owner, if you will.
And then the A&M Pizza has got the value which should have been on that part of the lot. So it's an increase in value of this 30,000, whatever that number is there, 32,530. I assume, that's not a good thing to be, but we assume, I guess, that since it was an error and an omitted value, that in the, when we split it, you put the additional value on that new parcel.
Yep.
Otherwise, it would have been a zero value.
That's right.
So 173, you want to say the same, and 174, you want to increase to the 101.66.
Correct.
Makes sense to me.
The only other times that I know this came up is when we've had leases. When a person has a property and they want to lease out a portion of the other property, then they split and they bring a new value so that they can use that as the taxes, the insurance, everything on a lease on that portion. On this, I've never seen it before. We kept the value the same on a split. What's this old boy going to think? I've lost this much of a lot that I've sold, but I've still got the same value on the taxes. Is he going to be appealing next year?
Well, I think that's what they already... Did you guys already speak to that and saying it was an error to begin with, or no?
Well, it'll be... like we have to face quite often as we go out and reassess and find structures that have not been assessed for 10 years. They've been there for 10 years, and they haven't been assessed for. And so we put them on the books, and they come in, well, why my taxes go up? Well, it's been there 10 years. Well, this is the same situation. He's been getting by with only paying part of his true assessment, and we just have to explain to him. It's not a comfortable situation for the taxpayer because they've not gained anything. They don't have any more property than they did to start with, but their taxes go up because they hadn't been assessed for that property in the past.